Hello, everyone. Anna and Ada here, and welcome back to our last day with What is the Second Coming.
Are you happy today, Ada?
Happier. I still have...
We'll be back tomorrow.
Okay. And we'll do What is the Last Judgment. Yes. Then my spirits will be uplifted again. I just love what... You know, I think about what we've talked about all day.
I do, too.
You know, it just sticks with me. And for the days after, it's just like, oh... So much that, like I was saying, so much comes up within the conversation, but it's amazing how having a conversation, different stuff comes up. Like I can mull things over in my mind, it could be swirling about, but once it like goes from my mind to my mouth, it's so different.
Right. Well, and what I have found too is like sometimes we'll talk about something and then I'll think through the days like, is that true for me? Like, that used to be my experience. Is it still my experience? Like, I don't know. I really enjoy doing the podcast with you because there is something about the sharing of it. Really is. So thank you for all of you who, you know, like, what you're doing and all of our listeners where we can come together and...
Join with A Course of Miracles.
Join with A Course of Miracles. And there's nothing quite like A Course in Miracles. And I love to study spiritual texts. I love to listen to different spiritual teachers. And I'm not one that would ever say, now only stick to A Course in Miracles. I would say, you go on your journey. And you're led here, you're led there. But A Course in Miracles is a beautiful source of learning to love ourselves. Mm-hmm. So... What is the second coming? Now we want you to be able to just close your eyes if possible, if it's good, if it's safe. If you have small children around you, it wouldn't be safe. If you're driving your car, if you're operating heavy machinery, wouldn't be safe. But if you're at a place right now where you can just close your eyes and take a deep breath, a cleansing breath, let's just do that together. And closing your eyes, I do believe, is helpful because there's a lot of distractions in our vision. And if we can center in and go inside without the distraction of what's in the room or who's around us or any of that, it's very helpful. So let's take one breath together. Settle back. What is the second coming? Christ's second coming, which is sure as God, is merely the correction of mistakes and the return of sanity. It is a part of the condition which restores the never lost and reestablishes what is forever and forever true. It is the invitation to God's word to take illusion's place, the willingness to let forgiveness rest upon all things without exception and without reserve. It is this all-inclusive nature of Christ's second coming that permits it to embrace the world and hold you safe within its gentle advent, which encompasses all living things with you. There is no end to the release the second coming brings, as God's creation must be limitless. Forgiveness lights the second coming's way because it shines on everyone as one, and thus is oneness recognized at last. The second coming ends the lessons which the Holy Spirit teaches, making way for the last judgment, in which learning ends in one last summary that will extend beyond itself and reaches up to God. The second coming is the time in which all minds are given to the hands of Christ to be returned to spirit in the name of true creation and the will of God. The second coming is the one event in time which time itself cannot affect. For everyone who ever came to die or yet will come or who is present now is equally released from what he made. In this equality is Christ restored as one identity, in which the sons of God acknowledge that they all are one. And God the Father smiles upon his Son, his one creation and his only joy. Pray that the second coming will be soon, but do not rest with that. It needs your eyes and ears and hands and feet. It needs your voice. And most of all, it needs your willingness. Let us rejoice that we can do God's will and join together in its holy light. Behold, the Son of God is one in us, and we can reach our Father's love through him. What is the second coming?
Lesson 3:10. In fearlessness and love I spend today. This day, my Father, would I spend with you, as you have chosen all my days should be. And what I will experience is not of time at all. The joy that comes to me is not of days nor hours, for it comes from heaven to your Son. This day will be your sweet reminder to remember you, your gracious calling to your Holy Son, the sign your grace has come to me, and that it is your will that I be free today.
We spend this day together, you and I, and all the world joins with us in our song of thankfulness and joy to him who gave salvation to us and who set us free. We are restored to peace and holiness. There is no room in us for fear today, for we have welcomed love into our hearts. Lesson 3:10, in fearlessness and love I spend today. I love this bit here on paragraph 2. We spend this day together, you and I. So if we want to say we're, you know, that the author of A Course in Miracles is like distant and not wanting to have a relationship with us, that wouldn't be true. The part of us who knows, the part of us who has remembered, and the part of us who is here to help us and guide us and teach us and to be our friend, that is the part that we have called Jesus in our past, but it's not the, like, the personhood of this person that was in Nazareth and all of that. It's that and more, because when he rose, we say rose again, and then people saw him, and many folks that believe that he went on and lived for a long, you know, many years after his resurrection. The way the Course teaches it is that he said that he fully remembered who he truly is, and he's part of the sonship. So there is a part of the sonship that fully remembered who it is. Mm-hmm. And because he fully remembered who he is and who we are, that then now he has taken over the responsibility of what the Course calls the atonement. And that's just us all remembering who we are. And so we do have this, you know, now this is, he's in spirit form, but we do have, it's just as though he were in physical form, because remember, all the physical is just an illusion. We're all just eternal spirit. So he's eternal spirit. And because it's important to remind ourselves of this, because first of all, I remember when I first became a Course student, it was like, Jesus, really? Like it was, that was tough for me. You know, that was a stumbling block. But yet all that I had learned about Jesus through all of my years of Christianity, I think, well, why not? And then when I've opened myself up to that, that doesn't mean that I don't enjoy studying Buddhism and other spiritual systems. But I also believe that there's a part of the sonship that is awakened, and more than one part of the sonship has awakened. Otherwise, why would he be here working so hard for on the atonement? Because we're all waking up. All parts are waking up. And he said, we cannot fail in this. So, but this presence that he has in our lives is essential to recognize, I believe. And, you know, I don't even think you have to really call it Jesus. It's just the part of us who knows. That's what I say to people that like how I used to be, where it's a little tough for me. The part of us who knows love, the part of us who has remembered and then now is helping us remember. And I know in my life that there's absolutely no way some of the things could have happened if I didn't open myself up to the guidance, to the teaching, to the leading of this part of us that knows, that we call Jesus. And so, but it's not the Jesus that's going to send you to the hell and is going to come, you know, riding on a white horse and is going to separate the wheat from the chaff and all that stuff. Because that is the separated, that's the egoic version of who we are. That's the egoic version of the experience that we of humanity, I guess I would say, and probably past humanity. But for me, it was when we bring all those scary stories to Jesus. Well, who the heck can allow or would want Jesus to be part of? I know for me, before I became a Course student and my relationship and was healed with Jesus, and also my relationship with the understanding of who Jesus is and how he can be a part of my life, I kept him at way, you know, I didn't want to get close to Jesus at all. And I spent years being a Christian, but I was scared. Mm-hmm. We are learning to let go of fear, and all the stories that we've told ourselves and that we've heard that keep love out. And just like we were saying the other day, we can't do this alone. So here, like, we spend together this day together, you and I, and all the world joins with us in our song of thankfulness and joy to him. Is that we're not alone in our suffering. We're not alone in our joy.
So there's the you and I that you're bringing up today, but there's also another line within our lessons that we had just this section, you know, what is the second coming? Lesson 303.
Lesson 303, okay.
It's that very first sentence.
Let me turn to that.
Okay.
Okay.
Watch with me, angels, watch with me today.
Yes. Yes.
So not only is there this, you know, Jesus, the you and I, Jesus part of it, but then there's also even this, angels are found within A Course in Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's not, like, they're not spoken of frequently. Like we did
a study. They're mentioned 25 times, I think.
Yeah, it's very brief, but it doesn't have to be mentioned more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so we're not alone in this journey. There's God, there's the Holy Spirit, there's Jesus, there's angels, there's any other form of divinity that speaks to us and helps us on that path.
I also would probably go so far to say
there's our true self. I forgot to mention that too.
There's the true self, and you know, so Jesus said that he's in charge of the atonement. Mm-hmm. And so he has been in charge of the atonement for 2,000 years, if we're going to just kind of go linear on time. Mm-hmm. So then all of the aspects of the sonship that have remembered, then they're able to also help all the rest of us who are remembering.
Right.
And that's course teaching right there. And I also think, you know, this is if you come at it from this perspective, there's a lot of Bible verses that really you can see this whole message in. And also, not just the Bible, other spiritual texts as well,
mm-hmm.
that talk about our true self, that talk about, you know, that what we think is true is simply an illusion, that, you know, we talk about Buddhism is that, you know, that there's suffering, but there's also a way out of the suffering. And the way out of suffering is to in course words, to see who we to accept and live who we truly are. Right. So this message is beautiful, and this whole time of the second coming has been really powerful for me, because when we can allow, and it's really making a choice, like, this day, my Father, would I spend with you as you have chosen all my days should be, then we're making a choice. Like, we're making the choice to come from love or from fear.
I will step back and let him lead the way.
Yes. The joy that comes to me is not of days nor hours, for it comes from heaven to your Son. This day will be your sweet reminder to remember you, your gracious calling to your holy Son, is for us to recognize who we are. I mean, there's such, to me, there's a lot of healing and joy and I think I want to say hope. Because, you know, when we're coming from the ego thought system and then everything is fear, we can run out of hope.
Mm-hmm. Very quickly.
Very quickly. But when we recognize who we truly are and that we're not alone, and we have a helper, a guide, a teacher, a brother, a friend to help us along the way, and the other angels and other spirits that have remembered who they are. I'm going to use the word spirits for that. You know, just other aspects of the sonship for course words. There is no room in us for fear today, for we have welcomed love into our hearts. Mm-hmm. So, thank you for joining us for What is the Second Coming? Enjoy your practicing today of Lesson 310. In fearlessness and love, I spend today. We'll be back tomorrow, Ada, with What is the Last Judgment?
I can't wait. See you tomorrow.